hospital the time we were past. Did you, when you were high school, did you think we were very badly done by and poor?
I didn't really notice because everybody else was pretty poor too.
Yeah. Wasn't it a Jerry?
The Egans were sleeping, I mean, they had, Andrew had his own room, but Jackie and Kirsty shared a room. The Octors were living in an old factory.
Yeah.
Hitsky shared a room with his brother.
Did he? Still with Jeff.
Yeah. Jason Garrity, that house that the Garrity's had, remember the old one at the front that they tore down?
Yeah.
They built that themselves. And then they got a newer house later when Jason was a bit older. It wasn't like there was no, the only people with any money was the Mathesons.
Yes, yeah, and they used to come and spend a bit in the restaurant, which was good. Keith had been, they'd go to golf parties and Keith had bring them down after lunch. And Ian used to bring people. He bought a dining club from Toowoomba. I remember I got lobster from Tasmania. They were quite astonished, you know. I managed to get it through a fish shop in Toowoomba. And I cooked this meal. Most of it went pretty well, I think. They said nice things about it. It was some gourmet club.
Remember the beef steak and burgundy club?
Oh, they come out. Yeah, but once. But this was Ian's snooty little dining club in Toowoomba. And they had the right wine and everything. I was terrified. I seemed to get through it all right. I can cook a bit when I put them on.
Yeah. Solace is it. You're a good cook. Mm-hmm. But no, there wasn't, nobody was very wealthy. My friends all worked in slaughterhouses, the ones that left school at 15. Wayne Light worked at KR, mm-hmm. and Mark McCullis worked at KR.
What were the sleeping arrangements at the butter factory?
Oh, they all had their own rooms. Ray had built himself. He built the whole flat.
No, Ray worked very hard, but expected everyone else to too. And he said to me, "Oh, you don't give up, do you?" This is about the restaurant.
But they were, everybody was pretty self-sufficient and doing it themselves and had very little money. The Yearsman, remember them?
Yes.
That was just, Mrs. Yearsman was by herself with three kids running the shop.
Yeah, she's now, I've seen her a bit because she's at U3A in the, she does a bigger, she's a secretary or something at U3A. But U3A in Toowoomba is becoming much more professional because this woman and the husband who run it, they run it very professionally and they also make more money for the place. And she organised the Queensland conference at Gavindale last year. Rhonda Weston, she's a bit of a totalitarian type. Yeah, she runs the show. The husband's a bit subservient and he just does what you said. But they do run it all efficiently and the office is so efficient. Now, I used to work in the office a bit for them, but I'm not good enough for the office skills and I don't come regularly enough. No, they want it all very organised. I did it for a couple of years. Did quite a lot of stuff, voluntary stuff in my 60s. But I seem to be slacking. Now, when Dad died, I've sort of gone to pieces on my volunteer work.
I suppose you've got a more relaxed life now.
Well, I'm very relaxed, probably too relaxed. I should be doing a bit more. But anyway, it'll take an effort to get to England if I can do it. And then I'll recenter there. That's what I'd like to do. Really, I've decided. Is it possible?
It depends on a number of variables, doesn't it?
The house.
And finding a place in England.
Oh, but I think I would ultimately. And I think living there, I talk to the locals and I might even get a private place.
Possibly. What's the, you saw, which Yearsman did you see at U3A?
Irene, she's running the, she was
what's
the secretary.
What's she like these days?
She's mellowed a lot. She's very nice and friendly to me.
What are her kids doing, do you know?
She might have told me, I've forgotten. I don't really
there was
know.
A girl and two boys, Noel,
Jill, Noel,
and the other one.
She wasn't very popular.
No, but she had a hard time, I imagine.
Yes, and so did Ned. I felt sorry for the poor bus driver driving you lot.
Yeah.
He had a heart attack and died pretty early.
Yeah.
Probably killed him between them.
He drank a lot too.
Mm-hmm. Well, I don't know.
Ned and Pam were both alcoholics.
We could never have survived without leaving his job. I was getting worried about
couldn't have survived in Toowoomba.
In Toowoomba.
Oh, God, no. You never lost the house.
I remember Kevin Oster, I saw him later, and he said, you own the house? And I said, yes. And he said, well, that'll help a lot. They own the house in the bunch.
No, I mean, just the rates in Toowoomba and things like that would have been very different.
You know, I said to him things were pretty tough. And he said, well, do you own the house? And he said, I said, yes. And he said, well, that'll stand you in good stead.
So I didn't notice the poverty that we were living in until I was older, and by that stage
it wasn't really poverty.
Contributed to my character.
It was just country town.
Yeah. Well, relatively it wasn't, no. Because everyone else.
I had more money when I grew up. Less.
Yeah, but you grew up in very impoverished circumstances too.
Well, we had no money. Mum used to buy half sheep. You all ate a hell of a lot better than I did when I was a kid.
What did she do with the half sheep?
She put it in the freezer.
So you had a freezer.
We ate mutton for ages.
Yeah.
Half hoggard she'd get. It was half sort of lamb mutton. And then she'd make, for years I couldn't eat much lamb because I'd eaten so much in my teens growing up, you know, going through school in Toowoomba. And all this mutton all the time we'd grown about it. But now I like lamb. You get over things.
People eat lamb a lot in the Muslim country.
Yeah.
It's a staple.
It's not in feedlots here in Australia. I suppose you're saving it from being sent overseas.
Yeah.
I don't like the live sheep trade. I mean, I'll tell you what I mean. It's Animals Australia. Pay them their subscription.
Mm.
I've got a sticker on the car for them. But they're pretty good at it. I don't approve of the large people, that's good.